Okay. Today I'm going to talk a little bit following Nargis's presentation, just go into a little more depth about some of the tools that we have developed in this partnership to try to provide pesticide safety education to the indigenous community, and primarily in Oregon. As has already been said, over the last several decades, there have been increasing numbers of new migrants that have been arriving in the U.S. From indigenous communities in Mexico and Guatemala. Farm workers have primarily been coming from indigenous communities in southern Mexico. And although their numbers are growing, most haven't assimilated yet into mainstream Latino culture. As Nargis had mentioned, findings from recent studies found that indigenous farm workers lack critical information about their workplace health and safety risks, and also about their legal rights. Many don't receive even the standard minimum pesticide training regarding worker protection that's required by law, the worker protection standard of the EPA. And many do not fully benefit from whatever training they get because of language and cultural barriers. What are some of these barriers? Well, again, they're primarily language and cultural. Many indigenous people are monolingual. If they speak Spanish, it's rudimentary. Again, languages don't really resemble Spanish. They're not commonly written languages, therefore many of the indigenous workers are literate in their own languages, and as well as in Spanish. So add to these barriers related to language and literacy, other obstacles related to being farm workers and indigenous farm workers in the United States. Safety training that they receive in the workplace is inadequate. It's poorly conducted by their supervisors. Often it's a 20-minute video in Spanish, with no interaction by the trainers. Most workers are not aware of available resources in their community that can provide them with legal or medical services. These are poor, marginalized workers who are afraid of speaking out because of and of being retaliated against, of losing the one job that they have. For a variety of reasons, they do not trust service providers, government agencies. Vast majority are undocumented. Have a mistrust of, just a fear of accessing services. There's a great deal of discrimination both in Mexico and the United States against indigenous communities. So all of these factors point to the need to conduct tailored outreach to indigenous communities, tailored to both their cultural and language needs, low literacy, and should also involve trusted members of the community. Project partners in these studies that Nargis mentioned developed culturally and linguistically appropriate pesticide safety training and outreach materials that were targeted to the particular needs of the indigenous communities. They were developed in close partnership with the community members involved. One that I wanted to showcase was the written materials that we distributed in form of a crop booklet. This is a small booklet. In previous interventions, we had developed, with the help of farm worker communities, small crop booklets about, pocket sized, that had information about basic safety messages for injury and illness prevention, information about free or low-cost service providers that were available, basic workplace rights, how to report violations, but also, importantly, very crop-specific information about common pesticides that were used in that crop, and known long and short-term health effects. As you may know, the Worker Protection Standard does not require hazard communication or information about the specific pesticides that the workers are being exposed to. It's more of a general training about very general health effects of pesticides. So farm workers communicate to us all the time that they want to know more information about the particular pesticides that they're exposed to. So this is an attempt to try to provide that information in a way that's easy to access for them. A lot of visual images, we tried to minimize the text, the Spanish text that was in there. So here are two examples. We had developed some of these crop booklets. Farm Worker Just had developed these crop booklets, one in Yuma, Arizona, and in the lettuce fields, with the previous NIOSH-funded project in Oregon, we worked with strawberry workers in the Willamette Valley. So here is one of the pages that it has information about how to minimize exposure to residues and to pesticides in the fields. Here's a page that has specific information about one of the pesticides that's used, when it's applied, the reentry interval, and some of the more commonly known short-term and both long-term health effects with pictograms. Feedback from the community advisory committees in Oregon, the local community educators, the promotores that we used, and also with the farm worker community, focus groups and in-depth interviews, led to some revisions in the original crop booklet. They suggested that we use more color, more photographs, less text, bigger font, and just a bigger, they wanted it something a little bit larger. The result was a booklet that was twice the size of the original one, and a lot more pictures. These are, health centers in the area where they can go for services, photographs about the crops, the specific species, the plant that they're used on. These crop booklets were distributed by promotores de salud that were from the community. The promotores delivered a very interactive training basic information about the use of pesticides, health effects, practical safety precautions, what to do in the event of an emergency, and importantly, their workplace rights and how to services in the community, resources in the community that would help them to enforce their rights, to lodge complaints, make inquiries, fill out necessary paperwork, et cetera. The promotoras, it was important, they were they were able to, they were from indigenous communities, themselves spoke indigenous languages, and if necessary, they could deliver the training in those languages as well. And then finally, another outreach tool that we are developing and that has been used by many community groups to provide outreach to indigenous communities is a tool in an audio format. So in the past, you know, maybe audio cassettes, but now more commonly CD-ROMs. That in this intervention, they're used to emphasize key messages from the tailored intervention that we just want to focus on. They're often in the form of a sociodrama or a dialogue that makes it a little bit more interesting to listen to. Often we'll have music on the CD as well. In this project, the sociodramas are in both Spanish and in an indigenous language. And again, they're meant to supplement both the crop booklets and the training that the promotoras provide. Now with technology, it's a lot easier to create these tools in-house, at a low cost with the use of just a basic computer. So just wanted to put in, a plug for these community partnerships to develop the tools. They provide information to farm workers in a language and a format that they understand. And most importantly, it really working with community advisory groups and promotores de salud really builds leadership in the community and community engagement, which leads to lasting change in those communities. And finally, I just wanted to list a few resources, for anyone who's looking to try to reach out to indigenous communities. Often legal services organizations, churches, or faith-based organizations, and farm worker community-based organizations will have contact or a lot of interaction with indigenous workers in their area. There are also some national level indigenous organizations that work both in Mexico and the United States, primarily in California on the West Coast. Often we'll get questions from service providers who are looking for interpreters in some of these indigenous languages. The Mexican consulates have recently developed a directory of indigenous language speakers in the U.S. I know there are some private language services like LanguageLine or Berlitz that provide services in some of these languages as well. And just basic information about indigenous communities. It's a topic of research by a number of academics. There's a website about California indigenous farm workers, also indigenousfarmworkers.org. Here's my contact information. Thank you very much.